This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 29th of August. A fourth career century from Laurie Evans helped Warwickshire bounce back from a poor start in their reply to Sussex 311 on the second day at Edgbaston. The Bears lost three of their top five for Ducks, slipped to 47 for four as Steve McGoffin struck thrice. However, Evans and Tim Ambrose effected a turnaround, the fifth wicket partnership worth 137. Ambrose was finally dismissed by Chris Jordan for 61. Tom Milnes gave Evans further support, while the latter fell short before stumps, leaving the hosts on 252-6. Maurice Chambers had earlier ended with figures of 5-68 in his Bears debut, as Sussex's last three wickets added a further 33 runs this morning. Piyush Chawla enjoyed a day to remember as he allowed Somerset to take complete control at the halfway stage of their match against Middlesex. Somerset prolonged their first innings to 449 early on, as Chawla converted his overnight 58 into 112, with his overnight ninth wicket partnership with Alfonso Thomas to 99. Middlesex then collapsed to be all out for 106, with Chawla wrapping up the tail on his way to figures of 3 for 8. Craig Meshed had done the early damage, dismissing three of the host's top five as they slumped to 55 for 7. An unbeaten 34 from Ollie Rayner at least ensured that they reached three figures, but Chawla made sure that the resistance didn't last too long. Middlesex then closed on 52 for 2 in their second innings, as they'd been asked to follow on. Runs continued to flow on day 2 at Scarborough, with Durham racking up 573 prior to being bowled out, and Yorkshire then closing strongly on 182 for 3. Overseas pro Kane Williamson is unbeaten with 76, and has shared 75 thus far with affluent Johnny Bairstow for the fourth wicket. Michael Richardson had earlier become the third Durham batsman to reach three figures. He shares stands of 50 or more with Mark Wood and Jamie Harrison, while being last man out for 102. The relegation clash at the Oval saw Surrey reach stumps on the first down 8 for none after dismissing Derbyshire for 219. Tim Lindley and George Edwards shared 7 wickets, so Derbyshire won the toss and chosen to bat. None of their batsmen reached 50, with Shivan Ryan Chanderpaul's 46 the highest individual contribution. He put on 49, the highest stand of the innings, for the third wicket with Paul Borrington. Division 2 leaders Lancashire dominated day 2 at Southport against Hampshire, in spite of a century from James Vince. The home side's last wicket pair of Glenn Chappell and Simon Kerrigan put on 114, to pull their side up from a middling total to a magnificent one of 421. Chappell hit the 37th half century of his long and illustrious career, while Kerrigan reached the milestone for the first time in a career that he hopes will follow suit. Hampshire then lost regular wickets throughout their innings, as no batsman was able to support Vince, who made 106 of their total of 210. It was Kyle Hogg who did the early damage, single-handedly reducing the visits to 51 for 4, before Chappell and Kerrigan chipped in. Lancashire's opens and extended their lead to 250 by stumps, closing on 39 for none in their second innings. Gloucestershire's promotion hopes took a battering on the second day against fellow hopefuls Essex. They slipped to 211 for 9 at stumps, by the Essex's total of 400. A poor start saw them slip to 41 for 3, for 101 runs stand between Alex Gibbon and Hamish Marshall, looking for a promising position of 142 for 3. Although Reece Topley and Graham Napier helped cause a collapse of 6 for 34, and shed 7 wickets in all. Greg Smith had earlier made a career best 177, forming last man out in the Essex first innings. Northamptonshire earned a huge first innings lead of 212 over Glamorgan on day 2 at Wantage Road. Resuming went 85 without loss, despite the Welsh County's 241, they amassed 453. They have contributions throughout their batting lineup, with Stephen Peters and James Middlebrook advanced the score to 115 before being separated, with Alex Wakely and David Sales then putting on 79 with the third wicket. A collapse briefly threatened as three wickets fell for 10 runs, but Andrew Hall and David Willey scotched those fears. Willie dominated a fast-paced 7-wicket stand of 115, basing 81 off 73 balls, with Hall and Trent Copeland then adding a further 62. Hall ended on 91 not out, while Mike Reid was the pick of the Morgan attack with 4 for 109. A 4-wicket partnership of 181 between Tillan Samuwera and Tom Fell helped Worcestershire close on 265 for 5, just 9 runs adrift of Leicestershire. Matthew Hoggard removed both pairs' openers as they slipped to 55 for 3, before Samuwera and Fell seized the initiative. The impressive Fell departed 16 short of a maiden century not long before stumps, but Samuwera reached them with his wicket intact and his score on 99. Alan Richardson had early ended the Leicestershire first innings at 274 by taking a hat-trick. And Surrey fast bowler Chris Trent and Nottinghamshire opener Michael Lumb have signed to play for Sydney Sixers during this winter's Big Bash League. Both players have agreed to play the whole tournament, although that is of course dependent on whether either are picked in England's winter tour squads.